Well, folks, I am officially off of the injections. It's been 8 days, and since I had my last injection, first things first, I lost 38 pounds in what I believe was 6 months. Let's say August, November, December, January, February. Yeah, so 7 months, 38 pounds, and full disclosure. I plateaued at 35 about the week of Thanksgiving. I weighed in 35 pounds down from 253 down to 218. My goal weight was just to get under 210, just that one time, right? Just to get that one time under 210. Wanted that so much. Haven't done it yet, but I'm not stopping my weight loss journey. I'm just stopping the injections, and we're going to talk for a few minutes about why and what that means, and why I'm not staying on it, and how I plan on losing more weight, gaining muscle mass back, all those things. So, I peaked out at 38 pounds this week, as my lowest, 38 pounds down, so all the way down just under 215. My goal weight, like I said, was about 5 pounds more. But for 2 months, I didn't lose weight because I really wasn't trying, even though I was on the shots. I just kind of have a philosophy when you're on vacation or on the holidays, like you don't diet, you eat what you want. Now, I did it in moderation, so I really didn't gain weight, maybe just a few pounds Thanksgiving, a few pounds Christmas, but all off within a few days, just hit it hard for a few days. But that's lifestyle, right? That's what we've always talked about. We want to change our lifestyle, and these GLP-1s are helping us not be hungry for as long as we need. Have I been hungry the last couple of days? Yeah. Interestingly enough, 2 of the last 3 days around lunchtime, I was hungry, and I haven't had that feeling in a while. It's okay, though. I now know how to handle it because I changed my lifestyle. Let me give you a few examples. I was an intermittent faster. I would not eat until noon. And it's almost programmed in my brain because as much as I love breakfast like everybody else, I never really needed breakfast. And I never really had a huge breakfast. But on this Ozempic journey, if you will, I was on semaglutide. I made it a point to have breakfast. And if I'm on the road, it's a Starbucks or in the kind of the Marriott lounge, I'll have a few scrambled eggs and a little shot of orange juice and maybe a hard-boiled egg. If they have Greek yogurt, that's my go-to, as a lot of you guys know that listen. Greek yogurt, some blueberries or raspberries, and a little bit of oatmeal. And just so you know, that Greek yogurt, I think it's Chobani, that I eat 60 calories. You throw like a quarter cup of blueberries or raspberries in there, a quarter cup of granola in there, give yourself a little crunch, something to chew on. You're under 300 calories, having some of the healthiest fats, healthiest proteins, really good meal for your body. And at lunch, I just haven't been as hungry while I was on the injections. However, I did keep some of those protein shakes around, some of the GNC ones. I had some of the pre-shake ones. I had some of the powder. I had some of the other brands as well. But been doing those maybe once or twice a week when I'm having a busy day at work or something. And then at dinner, as I've always said, I really didn't cut down my alcohol intake by a lot. I did maybe in spurts here or there, just when I wanted to kind of stimulate my weight loss. But a cocktail or two, maybe three in one night, but sometime between dinner and bedtime, is what I had. And I still lost 38 pounds because at dinner, my wife and I will split a main dish, or I just wasn't eating a lot. And sometimes that's what's cool, is by the end of the day, when you want to splurge and treat yourself, I just wasn't hungry. And we'll see if that's still the case, right? So 38 pounds down to 215. Lifestyle changes, guys. I'm trying not to intermittent fast. We had a whole show about Starbucks having a number of different breakfast items worth 300, a number of lunch items that are 400 or 500 calories or less. So minus the preservatives, Starbucks can be a real boon to you. And remember, if you forget your wallet, you can eat at Starbucks too because they have the app, right? So I had a whole show on that. If you missed it, look it up, check it out. It's actually some good stuff. I promised I'd bring you along on my journey. My wife's going to wind hers up here in a few weeks too. Why did I go off of the shots? Well, there's a couple reasons. Like I said, I really haven't lost much weight in the last 3 months, and I actually started having some blurred vision a few weeks ago. And it was right after a stomach bug was going around, and it was just for like 15 or 20 minutes at a time I'd get a blind spot, which hasn't happened to me a lot through the years, but I've had rapid deterioration of my vision over the last year. And my eye doctor told me that actually can be normal when you have rapid weight loss. Your vision gets a little worse. And so I'm trying to get to the bottom of that. But also, when I started having a couple of blind spots, I had like three in a week for just like 15 or 20 minutes, which, like I said, has only happened to me through the years. If I was sick with a stomach bug or something or dehydrated, I usually just drink a bunch of water real quick, throw some almonds down or something, and it's better, which it was this time too. But it just kind of freaked me out a little bit to say, hey, you know, this muscle deterioration, I feel like I can see that because I haven't been in the weight room and I want to start working out with weights. And now I have this vision thing, and I'm just kind of stagnant on the diet. So let's just end it and let's go to part two of the journey, right? And so I'm on day one of part two. Have had a little hunger, but it's something I'm going to conquer. And I'm going to start exercising with weight training. And if you haven't listened to all the shows, you should. Okay. But we've talked a lot about some of the early research on GLP-1 agonists and dual agonists. Okay. And now Zepbound's out, supposed to be the highest selling drug of all time very soon. As of December, it's available on the market. Zepbound. Okay. You got dual agonists now, two different ways that you're being told that you're not hungry. But the early research shows that your body is burning more muscle than it has in the past with other diets. For example, other diets, usually you would burn like about 78 to 80% fat and 20% muscle. With the GLP-1 agonist, it looks like that number's closer to 30%, maybe 30 to 34% muscle. And so I'm looking in the mirror. I'm putting on shirts that, you know, were tight here before, like really tight, and saying, are they still tight? And I'm ready to hit the weights. Plus, we just had daylight savings, so I feel like the days are longer. I'll have more energy. I'm gonna hit the weights, kick up my exercise for sure. So, what does this mean? I'm gonna keep you guys apprised, okay, of my journey and my weight loss. I still am going to get down those 5 pounds. I'm determined to do it. I made a lifestyle change. I want to do things differently. That was the whole point of this. You know, my wife and I are doing it together. We want to lose that weight and keep it off. She's still more than 50 pounds down. She looks great. She looked great before, but she's been trying to shed this weight for years and now she has. So, really excited about that. So I'm going to do weight training at least 2 days a week, if not three, in addition to some cardio. I'm going to keep the same diet I've had, a small healthy breakfast, under 300 calories. A lot of times, like I said, Greek yogurt, berries, a little bit of granola. Lunchtime, either do a salad with some meat protein. I like to do like a taco salad, dressing on the side, or taco salad with salsa, things like that, no shell. For lunch, if I do have a sandwich, I usually will take one of the pieces of bread off just to be a little more conscious of the carbs I'm consuming and calories as well. I've started to look a lot more at menus when I'm out or working for soup, clear soup, you know, because I know that can help too. The protein shakes, keeping them handy. So all those things are what I'm going to focus on my journey. Now, I will tell you, and you've heard me say this before. Springtime's coming. In fact, this weekend we're going out on the boat for the first time. We're lake people. We have a boat. Our kids are all in college. Their friends come out. We got a place in Havasu. We go out to Lake Havasu. And when you're on the boat and hanging out at the lake, you tend to snack a little bit. And as the day gets on and you're back to shore and park the boat, you consume some adult beverages at times. And so we tend to gain weight. My wife and I have in June and July, and maybe a little bit in August through the years, because we're on the lake a lot and we're traveling. And again, we have that rule, holidays and vacation, no dieting, right? You can still eat smart and do things in moderation. But when I'm at the lake, I'm at the lake, right? Drinking a lot of water. And as the day goes on, some adult beverages. So guys, thanks for coming along on this journey with me. The podcast is still doing great. We're getting 2,000 downloads a week. If you know somebody that'd be a good guest, please reach out to us. We would love to have doctors and other nutritionists and others on the show to talk about, the growing body of research and what we're learning. If you know anyone, reach out. We're also looking for a sponsor, somebody that might co-host the show with me. Yeah, if you could just refer to a friend, tell them about our show and listen to the other episodes. Another friend called me last week. I said, hey, you got to listen to the show, The Four Things to Do Before You Start Your Injection Journey. And it's four simple steps. It starts with calling your doctor. We always talk about that, right? And I do know several people whose doctor or nurse practitioner, whoever they went to see, said, well, you don't qualify. You don't have enough body fat, or you have a thyroid issue, or whatever it might be. So there are providers, distributors online that are going to help you get around those things if that's what you wanted. I'm not sure those are the right providers to recommend, but those are the things that we've tried to cover on this show to help you out. So thanks so much for coming along on this journey. I am officially on to step two of my Ozempic journey. Exciting news, guys. I am off the injections. I am starting step two of my journey, which is the post-injection lifestyle diet. And I'm still going to try and lose 5 more pounds. So join me on the journey. Listen to the other podcasts. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Josh Luke. This is the Weight Loss Injection Revolution Podcast.